Nevada Democrats are hoping to avoid a repeat of the chaos that ensnared the Iowa caucuses as voters gather across the state tomorrow to make their presidential preferences known. Earlier this month, a rushed effort by Iowa Democrats to deploy a mobile app for caucus volunteers to report initial results on their personal cell phones ended in failure. Democrats in Nevada were going to use the same app developer as Iowa did, but quickly sidelined those plans. They will still be relying to some extent on technology to assist in counting and reporting results, though, and like Iowa, will have paper backups. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said today she agrees with a state board's recommendation to change the potency of legally available medical marijuana products. Some lawmakers wanted to allow higher amounts of THC, the chemical that makes recreational users high. Lawmakers have been searching for a bill that would meet Reynolds' approval after she vetoed a proposal last year that would have expanded the state's medical marijuana program. Former Iowa Governor and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has been hired to monitor Purdue Pharma. That's as the OxyContin maker goes through bankruptcy. His job is to ensure the company is following an agreement that it not overstate the benefits of opioids or downplay the risk of addiction. Purdue filed for bankruptcy protection as part of its effort to settle thousands of lawsuits over its role in the national opioid crisis. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.